This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Tim Zimmer getting me back because I played the Shaw fight song earlier, which, because I'm doing the Celebrity Waiters launch, and now we have the LSU voice of the Tigers, Chris Blair, coming on, but it's also the Romo fight song, so he wanted to remind me of that. Boy, it's interesting. If you look at the history of LSU play-by-play guys, John Ferguson was the play-by-play guy from 46 to 58. Then, for whatever reason, he missed the 59 and 60 seasons, and J.C. Politz took over. And what's notable about that is J.C. Politz did the call of Billy Cannon's Halloween run. Then Jim Hawthorne took over, and we enjoyed him until 2016. And now it's Chris Blair, the current voice of the Tigers, who does football, basketball, baseball, does a great job and joins us now. How you doing, Chris?
Hey, great, Tommy. It's about that time. You know, the merry-go-round's about to crank up again. Football season's here.
Let me tell you something as a fan first, if I may. You had big shoes to fill with John Ferguson that I was a young boy growing up listening to, and they talked looking at online about, you know, WWO going out to 38 states at night, so it's like a national broadcast almost. But he had some big shoes to fill with first John Ferguson, then Jim Hawthorne, now you, and you have just knocked it out of the park, my friend. You do an extraordinary job.
Well, I appreciate that. I just, I'm just blessed and amazed every day. I'm on my way now to Tiger Stadium this morning for a meeting, and I'm thinking, I'm still 10 years in. It's hard to believe this is where I come to work.
Yeah, you know, I got to pick your brain a little bit because a lot of people, you know, call games when they watch them at home and so forth, and a lot of them make some big mistakes. They don't know it at the time because they're being cliche and everything else. How do you prepare to call a game?
Well, I mean, you know, it's for football, it's probably a week-long process. Mm-hmm. And luckily for opening day, you know, we're already, much like the team, you know, they've kind of went through fall camp, but they're going to turn the page quickly, a little earlier, in fact, and get into game day mode. So that's kind of where we are now, mainly gathering info on Clemson. You know, every day going to practice and seeing LSU, you get a kind of sense of what the Tigers will have. So that process begins now. Once the season gets going, I mean, it's a week-long process. You know, Monday you get all the data dump from the previous mm-hmm. week for both the Tigers and their opponents, and then you build back up, you know, just like you hear a coach say, try to get everything, you know, kind of leading up to game day on Saturday. That way when you get to the booth, it's all taken care of. All the hay's in the barn, as they say.
You better be prepared, right? You better have the wood in the barn, whatever you want to say, hey, however you say it. Do you watch a lot of tape, Chris? Game tape?
Yeah. Well, I mean, now it's so easy because there's multiple ways to find it. But, yeah, we do. I do. That's what I did yesterday was watching Clemson from last year, the year before, and even some practice reports from video that got released later. You know, just highlight clips of their spring ball and anything that comes out news related. So, yeah, you like to get to know the personnel a little bit, Tommy, mm-hmm. Just who you see more often than not. And then you also pretty quickly can figure out, you know, how aggressive they are offensively. And then probably more so today with this, you know, the offenses being as high profile and prolific and highly efficient, is really to see what type of defense. And you can pick that up watching tape, you know, depending on if they're an attacking style or a reactive style. So, and plus you got, if you're lucky like me, you get to know a lot of football guys that played at LSU. And sometimes you watch some film with them.
Look, if I had a choice of being on a sideline or during a game or watching tape, I'll take watching tape and having somebody that knows what they're doing break it down for me any day. I wanted to bring it up because a lot of people, Chris, think that you just, you know, show up at the booth, you know, 10:30 on game day, and, well, let's get it going, see what happens here. And that's not the case at all. Do you ever get involved with the LSU coaches and get an advanced glimpse of what they might do to prepare you? And obviously you're sworn to secrecy on that.
No, I mean, but they, you know, again, I stay out of the way. I kind of like to be the officials. You know, if you don't notice them, they're doing their job. And so I don't get into the coach's way, but they're nice enough to allow me to practice, you know, whenever we need to be there.
So, for example, they put in a, I want to say something crazy here because I didn't want to accidentally give anything away. They put in a guard sneak. It might come up. You would know about it, so you would not be terribly surprised when it happens.
Yeah, I mean, again, and that's really, I mean, I'm blessed. I mean, I've got a lot of counterparts across the SEC who are not allowed to practice. I mean, some coaches are extremely paranoid about, you know, information getting out, and I understand that in the day and age we live in.
Yeah, if you can't trust your play-by-play guy, though, you got the wrong play-by-play guy, don't you think, Chris?
Well, I don't know if that's the reason. I just know that I'm blessed, and I'm not going to complain. But, yes, the trick is for us is to try to not be caught off guard. That's not to say we're at every practice and we see everything. But it's just that comfortability of knowing, okay, we've seen this before. That way, when it comes up to open the third quarter on the road, we're not sitting there looking at each other because our job is to talk. So we don't need to be taken aback or overly surprised. So, again, I can't thank Coach Kelly enough for you know, allowing us to be able to just, again, it's hard to go if you're not a football X's and O's guy, and I don't pretend to be. And make heads or tails.
Oh, come on! You know the game. Come on, Chris.
But if you go to practice,
you know that game. You know baseball. You know basketball. You know the games. Don't I appreciate the humility. I really do. But I know that's not true.
It's like the game of memory. It just helps when you go and you see things, and then when it happens in the game. You've seen it before.
Yeah, it's interesting. I guess you don't even know the rules of baseball or basketball or anything like that, right? Yeah. We'll take a break.
Well, they change.
Yeah, they do. We'll pick it up with Chris Blair when we come back. I know we invited you on to talk about LSU, but, you know, the game's a couple of weeks away. I'd rather take a peek behind the broadcast curtain because we hear it, and it sounds so awesomely good. And I just wanted to let people know what's involved in it. We'll pick it up when we come back. 7:21 traffic now, WWL. 7:25 and a half, Tommy Tucker, WWL, back with your voice of the LSU Tigers, Chris Blair, trying to peek behind the curtain, pick his brain a little bit. Do you have a sport that you prefer over the other to call, Chris?
Oh, wow. You know, I've said this and I've been asked that before, and the truth is, it depends on what time of year.
Well, let me ask you this way. Is one easier than the other or one more difficult than the other?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
No, I think they all have their challenges. I mean, for example, football runs at you extremely fast.
Not as fast as basketball.
But what most people, I think, don't realize, and we've had a few people who've come and watched a quarter or maybe even a half in our booth, mm-hmm. is as fans, they're shocked at how fast the game goes. And what I mean by that is our
football.
Game goes. Yes, yeah. Football. And here's why. Quarterback takes a snap, hands it off, guy goes 65 yards. Well, for a fan, including myself in the mm-hmm. stands, that could be a minute and a half, 2 minute celebration. That may go longer. For us, that touchdown is scored, and then we have to reset everything. Mm-hmm. Or a big play is, a first down is picked up on a big pass play. That's why it moves quick, because you're resetting the table every time. But from an action standpoint, certainly basketball is the most frenzied action out there. But again, it's me and Coach John Brady, and we try to keep a track on, how fast the game is moving. There's a lot more moving parts in football. And again, as I said, from our standpoint, the game moves a lot quicker than I think people realize because of that constant reset. And then baseball is a sport in which there's a lot of time to feel. So, it's more of a, hey, we're hanging out at the local sports bar and, Doug Thompson and I or Buzzy Heidel and I are watching this game just talking about it because there is a lot of downtime. But that doesn't make it easier because when it does happen, you got to be ready.
Is Jacob Hester working with you again this year or not?
Yes, indeed, he is.
Man, I'm going to tell you what, you guys have a chemistry, a combination that just can't be beat. Let me ask you this, John, Chris, for people that want to be play-by-play people, or I don't know how tight-knit the fraternity is, don't call anybody out at all, but do you hear anything where play-by-play people make a mistake? I know as a listener, one thing that drives me crazy is when the broadcaster forgets that they're on the air and gets into the game like a fan, and it's like, okay, well, I'm glad you're excited, but I have no earthly idea what happened.
Well, first of all, then you haven't listened to mine a lot because I made
a lot of
mistakes.
That's not true.
The couple of things I know, I was told at a very early age.
You make it exciting, but you still explain what's going on the field at the same time, and you do an exemplary job of that.
Well, it's nice of you to say, but I was told a long time ago, my father, who's a longtime broadcaster, and the sportscasters and the play-by-play guys that he listened to when I was a kid and was constantly a soundtrack in our home. It was always, never forget, somebody might be listening for 35 seconds, mm-hmm. 45 seconds, a minute and a half, and you need, again, to use that phrase reset, you need to reset the table, time and score and down and distance if it's football and, again, what is happening? Because just when you think you've told the score enough, you haven't come close. That was what he told me.
Hmm.
And so that's one thing. I try to keep an imaginary, hourglass that every 2 minutes, no more than 2 minutes, I've told you what the score is. And hopefully that's a trigger for me, Tommy, that then tells me, okay, now update where we are, second quarter, and who's got the ball. But the main thing is let people know who's what the score is.
I did know this, not calling games, but just in broadcasting, by the time you are so fed up and sick of talking about it, for the most part, people are just starting to get into it, starting to understand what's happening. You agree?
Absolutely, absolutely. So, again, if you were to stand beside me calling a game and you weren't watching the game, you weren't vested, you were just simply looking at me, you would mm-hmm. think, why does he keep saying the same things over and over
mm-hmm.
again? But again, I think that's key. And
that's
we've all been
point.
Guilty, myself as well, of, you know, whoops, it's been a while. So I try to do that. That's kind of one of the mainstays. I tell Jacob and I tell Gordy Rush, who does our sidelines, as I tell all of our broadcast teams, my job is the who, what, when, where, kind of the Joe Friday mm-hmm. dragnet approach. And then I try to get out of the way and let the experts do their job.
Well, let me tell you, you know, we loved Hoki Gaijon and miss him every day. And if there was ever a successor to Hoki or Hoki and reincarnated, it'd be Jacob Hester. Have a great season, Chris. I appreciate your time and your insights. We'll have you back to talk football at one point, all right?
No, it sounds good.
Thank you, sir.
We'll talk about that Clemson-LSU matchup.
Yeah, absolutely. You bet. Chris Blair, voice of the Tigers. We'll take a break, come back. Right now it's time for WWL First News. For that, we go to Dave Cohen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.